The point of a vacation, after all, is to get away from stress and anxiety. But commentator Andrei Codrescu brought his fears and his phobias with him to the beach.
I'm not a fan of beaches. Lying there slathered with grease is my idea of hell. It's nice floating in the sea for a minute or so until a big wave slams you against a rock. Then it hurts for a month. So I was just being nice when I lay down in Martinique on a chaise longue under a tall palm tree. I closed my eyes and thought big, bright blue thoughts. A long blue cockroach was gliding past a boulder rising from the blue sea. Then another. Then the whole sky filled with blue roaches. As I looked up, I saw a cluster of large coconuts nestled tightly under the mop of a swaying palm tree. They looked like World War II mines you see bobbing in the movies. Did one of them have my name written on it? I lay there for another minute, waiting to hear the snapping of the cord and the whoosh of the diving coco growing louder as it neared my chest. If I died killed by a coconut, I would be a figure of ridicule forever. Nobody could report my death with a straight face. People would crack up. At best, they would invent a coconut drink in my honor and laugh themselves silly making toasts. No, it was too horrible. I bounced up and ran back the flowering path to the room and slammed the door behind me. I noticed that there was a sign I hadn't seen on the back of the door. Roughly translated from the French, it said, "Do not stay under coconut trees or you can be damaged." Yeah, really damaged. Like coffin-wise damaged. I took a stroll down the main street of the village and asked strangers if they had ever known personally anyone killed by a falling coco. After a long pause and a look at my white legs, the people stared sort of past me and said, "No, no, not here, not in Martinique." No one was willing to admit it, but I knew that half the families of those I'd asked had been destroyed by coconuts. But this is a proud island, hurting for tourists. Truth is to be avoided at all costs. Flying out of Martinique afforded me a more heroic mode of dying. The little plane flying to St. Martin flew right into Tropical Storm Dean. I hadn't heard anything about it on the ground. Of the three viewable TV channels in Martinique, only one is locally produced and is for tourists, so it shows only things like fishermen getting medals for catching the biggest tuna. No weather. The other two are Euronews with all the happenings on the Spanish Gold Coast, and the other is Eurosports with stock car racing all the time. So here we were, clueless, tossed like a leaf in an incredible lightning storm. Now and then there was a break in the soup and we could see the water roiling below, all white caps and huge waves. Well, if this is how I went, it beat coconuts any day in my book.
Poet Andrei Codrescu is the editor of the online publication Exquisite Corpse. He lives in New Orleans.